You may be seated. You may be seated. If anyone can't see the prophecies coming to pass now, there's something badly wrong. Something badly wrong with their way of thinking. What I want to do today, of course, is show you how the prophets before. I want to call back to your memory. All the things that we've brought out in the Mark of the Beast and about 20 other of our books about this prophecy, the nuclear baby too. That was the last one. If you haven't read that book, you should get it and know that Yahweh is carrying out His plan, and what He's prophesied is coming to pass, both for the nations and of course for the house of Yahweh, which He has established a little group to take this mighty message of Yahweh to all nations. And of course, that's what we're doing at this time. Praise Yahweh. And the news shows that these prophecies are coming to pass by leaps and bounds now. It's getting so that the nations are so angry with one another, they're ready to go into first strike. I need to tell you one thing: eat whey. Drink whey. That will build your immune systems up, make your muscles big, protect you from breast cancer. And now this says, the latest reports are saying breast cancer in men, women, and children. It will stop this. Whey that comes from milk. Isn't that beautiful? And Yahweh created it for our protection in this time period. If you don't like it, if you don't like the taste of whey, drink a little bit when you're real thirsty. Don't drink anything before that. And this will give your taste buds the chance to start building taste buds. You know what makes Ritz cracker taste better? It's probably the first one you ate, or the saltine. Saltine. The other crackers taste great too, but you have to develop a taste bud for food. And if the first cracker you ever ate was a soda cracker, of course you're going to have taste buds for it. And if you never have eaten a Ritz cracker, you won't have it. You have to develop it. Well, that's the same thing with any food you don't like. You just wait till you get thirsty, then take a swallow of whey, and tomorrow you'll have some taste buds for it. You'll say, hey, this tastes different from yesterday. Chocolate cake. You probably didn't like it when you first ate it. Yeah, you did. Sure did. Yeah. That rice and gravy and lamb today, they got my mouth watering when I heard that. The donkey in the cloud. Now this shows us, brethren, that Yahweh is well aware of His work and what it's doing and the unity that we're developing here. You know, when that donkey is standing there staring at those olive branches, you can tell from the intents. When I saw that in that cloud, you know, I said, what is that donkey looking at? Because he had his ears perked, and you could tell he was really looking at something there that evening. And I said, what could that be? And why is he shaped like that, tail and all, so perfect, with a pack on his back? I said, this is beyond anything that Mary could come up with. And then we found out later in the seventh new moon, that cloud was also the shape of that olive tree. And our men got a picture of that, and they showed it to me. You can plainly see that that's the shape of that olive tree that he's showing there, and that was at a different time. anyway, start watching for these things and be aware of them. But Yahweh is aware of what we're doing, and He's guiding. Yeshua's guiding us and bringing this thing, bringing our work about and bringing us to perfection. And I can see that in the lives of the people. I can see people working together. They're determined to stop their cranky moments and hurting people's feelings. They're determined to stop it, and of course they turn quickly and apologize for it. But I want you to remember Daniel, but I want you to go over to Revelations first. This came into my mind that I should show this first when I was watching in my office the monitor of the first news in Revelations 10. Revelations 10 is when it all comes to a finish. In the voice of the seventh trumpet, or seventh Moloch, it's also called the seventh trumpeter, when he will begin to sound, the great secrets of Yahweh will be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets. Well, that's what we're seeing there right now is his servants the prophets. And in verse 18 of chapter 11, now this is speaking of the two witnesses, chapter 11 in the first part. Then verse 18 says, we see the nations were angry. Well, of course, this is speaking of the people too, as well as the nations angry with each other. And of course, we can see this, and everyone knows that something is going to take place. They just don't know what. We're the only ones that's actually showing what the nations have been assigned to do under the authority of this beastly system. It's no accident that all of this stuff is taking place, as we see in Revelations, the sixth chapter. But here we see that the nations are angry, and your judgment should be judgment instead of wrath. Come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged. That's speaking of the last part of Yahweh's plan, the time of the dead, that will resurrect the dead, that they should be sentenced, and that you should give reward to your servants, the prophets, and to all the saints, to those who reverence your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Then the house of Yahweh was made open for all to see in heaven, and the Ark of the Covenant was seen in the house, and there was lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquakes. All of this was going on in this time period here, as Matithya also showed, or the Savior showed us in Matithya 24 here, speaking in verse 7. Now he's speaking of the end time or last days, as the disciples asked him about in verse 3. But he talks about the nations in verse 7. The nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And then you see in verse 29, then the final results of this. Well, I want you to go back to Daniel now, because Daniel shows how all of this comes about. And he puts the beastly system in it, showing the leader that we see in Revelation 17, where he says, come and I'll show you the sentence of this great whore that's leading this quartet. And Daniel has here in Daniel, the 11th chapter, we see also in the 11th chapter, as in Revelations 11, that might help you to remember that, but Daniel 11 talks about here this estate that from which the armies gets their orders. And he says in verse 31, this is found on page 683, if that will help you go there any faster. I would like for everyone to read this for yourself. The Savior talked about this very thing here, this very prophecy, and saying that the temple would be destroyed, the temple wasn't destroyed until 70 CE. That's 40-something years after his death. But he says here, Daniel shows you here, Amos shows you that the Mount Zion would be plowed like a field. But Daniel shows that the armies, Daniel 11:31, he shows that the armies will stand on his part and they will pollute the sanctuary. Now, of course, this sanctuary at that time was a shining example of righteousness that Solomon set up and peace. They had peace even among their enemies. Their enemies said, hey, this is beneficial. But Yahweh gave them peace. Well, how did he give them peace? Through the character education. The peaceful solution, character education, was taught to throughout Israel at that time. Of course, it started breaking down because it wasn't guarded. Like Yahweh said in Genesis, you've got to guard this. You can't allow this to break down. Right now, the Catholic Church is trying to say, they're going to extremes to try to make out like that they're evil of changing the Sabbath. The Sabbath day was just A-OK, and they're trying to make out like that that the seventh day does not show Yahweh's time of creation. They're going to extremes to do so, but they're leaving out a lot of scriptures and a lot of things that I'll make them wish that they never allowed me to see that letter that they're writing. I intend to show the deception that is being brought forth from these letters that's going out to the Catholic churches and trying to defend. And the only reason they're trying to defend their evil is because people are asking questions about that. They're asking questions. They're saying, well, the seventh day is the Sabbath. Why are we keeping Sunday? Well, they're trying to defend the fact that they're keeping Sunday. They don't want to admit, well, this is in honor of the sun god, the same as Christmas. Christmas. Those who love gifts, get in line. go spend all night. Camp out in front of the stores. Well, Yahweh says he's picking people that hate gifts, that actually hate gifts. We have a house full of them here, as you can tell. But this army here is going to stand on his part to destroy that sanctuary, the sanctuary of strength. Remember what the strength of Yahweh is, as Malachi shows. He shows it's the laws and the prophecies. That's the strength of Yahweh that brings peace between man and man, or woman and woman, and so forth. The strength of Yahweh, and they want to take away that strength. Well, of course, when they take away the strength from the people, this peaceful way of strength that turns the hearts and the minds, when they stop teaching that, then you see what the result of it today when you see the nations are angry. Well, what made them angry? They took away the strength of Yahweh from those people, the strength that turns their hearts to peace, their minds to peace, instead of and put within it, you know, the lust for money and power. Well, that's what you see in the world today, in the control. Remember the masters, the lords. Yeshua said, you know, that they control, they forcefully control, or they rule, they're rulers. And he says the ones that are more powerful rule over them. Well, that's what you see in the world. You don't see this in Yahweh's government. In the peaceful solution character education, you can't find such a thing. And that's what Yeshua taught. Wash the feet of those you think is your enemy. If that will change your heart and your mind, become when everybody becomes humble and helpful and servant, a humble, helpful servant, then there will be no more fighting, and that's our job, is to bring them to that point. Well, here is they'll destroy the sanctuary of strength. They'll pollute it first, the sanctuary of strength, and then they will destroy it and will take away this daily teaching of the laws. Someone put sacrifice there, but that it's not sacrifice. Sacrifices was only a reminder of sins. If you could get that in your mind, and the four horns of this wicked altar that reminds us of that. These four horns are four powers that form, that Daniel actually shows us, and they become stronger. The first one that was created was Babylon, and Yahweh said, I'm going to take you beyond Babylon. I'm going to let you go clear beyond Babylon and show you the end result of it. But those four horns, first we started with Babylon, then it came up to a greater power, and they formed in a greater power with more religions. They wound up with four great powers, or the combination of the most brutality of these powers, and of course a religion that would teach them that it was okay, that this was a righteous thing, and you could go to heaven if you just killed all of our enemies, that you'll go to heaven and rule there with this great ruling sword that you're carrying now. Well, this is what Daniel is showing here, and this, of course, without knowing the rest of the scriptures, you wouldn't know this. And then, of course, you replace it with the Lord or Lords, the ruler in the heavens, trying to set herself over everything else. And of course, the lords on earth, the dying popes that they make gods out of, or the great conquerors that killed millions and millions of people, destroy the city and the sanctuary. Now, 153 years before Daniel, the prophet Isaiah, if you want to start turning to Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah was inspired to write how the 12 tribes were falling, and Satan, of course, was the leader of this destruction, and will bring about the destruction of all the governments on earth. This is the hand or the judgment that is set, Yahweh says. Turn over to Isaiah 1 first. Isaiah 1. And even today, we're dealing with this four great powers that rose up among the 12 tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. We get letters all the time saying, why isn't some of the other preachers, if what you say is true and in the Bible, why aren't some of the other preachers telling this? Well, can two walk together unless they be agreed? Are they agreeing with Yahweh? Find me a preacher that agrees with Yahweh, and he'll be here in the house. His house was established for this reason, to show these things. And it, once they see it, it's as simple as the nose on your face that Yahweh predicted it. Here in Isaiah 1 and verse 21, he says, how has the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment. Now, this means Jerusalem has become a harlot. And this, of course, was the great city that Solomon set up, David, King David, before him, as an example to all Israel, as an example to all the world. Yahweh was worshipped there at one time, for a short time. Well, how has this faithful city become such a harlot? It was full of judgment and righteousness lodged in it, but now only murderers. Well, how has the whole world become the same thing? By taking away, polluting the sanctuary of strength, the house of Yahweh. Polluting the strength of Yahweh. The house of Yahweh, brethren, was put there to bring the laws. And the kings were supposed to follow those laws. And they were told, if you don't do this, you're going to bring all this destruction upon yourselves. This was as far back as Deuteronomy. But before that, he even told Cain the same thing, and all the world has gone the way of Cain. become only murderers. Your silver has become dross, and your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious, and the companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They do not judge the fatherless, nor does the cause of the widow come to them. No, you've got to have money to hire a lawyer for that. And you don't, the money is, of course, is what they're after. Now, if they can get it, then that's the way they do. They're glad to obey it, to yield their time. Well, this is what Isaiah is showing about the 12 tribes now and how they became this way. And then in chapter 2, he says, it will come to pass in the last days. In the last days. That means it's going to go for all these years and finally come to pass in the last days now. Yahweh is going to establish his house, which will, verse 4, which will judge among the nations and will rebuke many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, nor will they learn war anymore. If you look before that, it's because Yahweh is taking it out of Jerusalem, establishing his house in the top nation in the last days, taking the laws away from Jerusalem, who brought it, chapter 1, verse 21, who polluted his sanctuary of strength, took it away from them, and took it to the chief nation of all nations. So he shows them this, then he shows them in the last days the house of Yahweh would be established that would bring peace to all nations. What is left of the nations, as you could see on the news reports, they're getting ready to depopulate the earth by four-fifths of the earth's population, which coincidentally, that was exactly what Yahweh shows in his prophecies. Look at Isaiah 14. I remember the Revelations 12:9 that says, Satan deceives the whole world. Well, Yahweh shows here in Isaiah now that the 12 tribes and their powers are becoming lords, to lord it over. And that's what Yahshua said, this can't be among you. You can't do this. You got to become a servant and work with. You got to humble yourself and do what the priest teaches you to do. If you don't, you won't even begin. You won't even get started. The priest is going to teach you to be like Yahshua, exactly like Yahshua was. This image and likeness of Yahweh. That is what Yahweh is, a servant. Well, here in chapter 14 now, it says, how are you fallen? Well, look at verse 12. Chapter 14 of Isaiah, verse 12, how have you fallen, O Lucifer, child of light? She was once the teacher of light. But that's what we're told in Genesis. And then others' prophecies show the same thing, but out of her lust and greed and rebellious attitude, she turned to try to stop the creation of Yahweh. How are you cut down to the ground? You who weakened the nations? She's the one that's the leader of this very thing that is making the nations weak by polluting the strength of Yahweh, the tabernacle of strength, the house of Yahweh, by polluting it, taking away the strength of Yahweh, which is peace, joy, and love, which comes from Yahweh's laws. And notice in verse 13, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend above the heavens. I'll put myself, I'll lift myself up and put myself above the heavens. Now, this is not geographical in which this is speaking. It's in the actions, in the mind, in attitude, in bringing about the power to be over the people instead of working with the people. I will raise my throne above the stars. I've showed you what that meant before, talking of the women. I will sit in the highest place in the holy mountains, that is the uplifting of Yahweh's house of Yahweh, the promotion of the house of Yahweh. She's going to set her place there, which she did. The sanctuary of strength that Daniel spoke of, weakening the nation. Now look at verse 16. She said, those who see you will stare at you, and they will talk about you, saying, is this the one, the adversary, who shook the earth and made kingdoms to tremble? Well, of course, this is a prophecy now, a prophecy that Isaiah showed again in Isaiah 24, when he said the earth is going to reel to and fro, and it's going to sink like a hut. I was reading an article this week about one of the nuclear bombs that they used in Afghanistan. I didn't know they used a nuclear bomb in Afghanistan, but this article showed that they actually did. They used several in Afghanistan. Used one in Iraq, the article showed, and several in Afghanistan. One of them was so strong in the Tora Bora Mountains that it caused a huge earthquake there that is still for everyone to see, they said. But she shakes the earth. Are you the one who shook the earth? Well, it's this attitude now. And what she has done by taking away or polluting the sanctuary of strength. If a teaching came into the house of Yahweh right now and say, we followed this stupidity of saying, well, we don't need to keep the Sabbath day. We could set any day we want to. Well, it wouldn't be the seventh day, would it? Are you too stupid, Pope, to see that creation was on the first day? The Sabbath day is proclaimed to be the seventh day. So if you put another one, it would have to be eighth day or fourth day or something. It couldn't be the seventh day. And there's only 7 days in each week. So you'd have to add a day to the week if you wanted it to be the eighth day. Either that or it'd have to be one of the other seven. Don't you see that? Are you too stupid to see that much, that far? You know, it makes you want to go to Rome and get in his face, you know. But they deceive the world. Well, see, each thing, if they could remove that, they'd remove their appointment with Yahweh, which they did. They removed their appointment, their seventh-day Sabbath appointment with Yahweh. Well, of course, without Yahweh's inspiration, which goes to mankind. He's the one that's doing this. They shut themselves off. So Yahweh said, well, since you didn't want to retain this knowledge, this wisdom of Yahweh, then I'm going to give you what? A reprobate mind to do those stupid things that you're doing now in trying to depopulate the earth by four-fifths. So you can come back and rule, starting with 2 billion people. You want to come back and you want to rule those 2 billion people. This rulership is shown right here to be one of the lesser things that comes when you take away the strength of Yahweh, which is not rulership, it's leadership. It is love, kindness, mercy, teaching. Being a slave to others, that's what Yahweh is. But that's what's going to take over this whole universe. Believe me, Believe me, Yahweh has power over the universe. And he could stop any of this right now. He could destroy the Catholic Church if he wanted to. He could destroy anything he wanted to. He has hail balls big enough to destroy Rome with one hail ball. And the way the scientists are talking now, they're saying, you know, these weather disasters that you're seeing, they are increasing. And this year, you'll see more than you did last year. And he says, and they're saying that soon you're going to start seeing heat waves every other day. And these are some of the things that they're predicting because of this global warming. And of course, we can see this now. We're seeing the unusual winds that comes with a tiny shower of rain. We're seeing the unusual flooding that is not controlled. You can tell that the enzymes are all defective. So that's part of the strength of Yahweh right there. You know, in guarding these things, we guard our own selves as well and our own atmosphere. But we haven't guarded them, of course, and they didn't want to retain Yahweh in their knowledge. So this is what comes when you start breaking Yahweh's laws. And of course, now they're saying it's global warming, and they're 100% sure that this is what it is causing this. If they would just show them the cause now of global warming, the true cause of global warming, then we could start making a headway. Whether Yahweh intends to show them that in any other way besides his house, I don't know, but maybe. But shook the earth and made the kingdoms to tremble by polluting the sanctuary of strength. This is how she did it. And this is Satan's doing. In verse 17, is this the one who made the world like a wilderness? So that's what it's coming to. Look on down to verse 21. He said, prepare slaughter for her children because of the iniquities of the fathers. The fathers are actually bringing about the slaughter of their own children. It's like if we could get everybody to see that, it's like the sheriff that one of our men went to see down in Florida. He used to be very brutal, that is, in his thinking and attitude to the prisoners. Well, I saw him on the news one day, and he had changed, his attitude was changed, and he was going to the prisoners and saying, have you got everything you need today? Is everything all right with you? Well, the reason he changed his attitude was his son was in jail. A rapist, a brutal rapist. They have no feelings concerning their victims. But if they're standing on the sideline and they see their friend, or they experience one of their children going through this horror, they take a totally different attitude. If we could get the world right now to seeing, you're actually preparing slaughter for your children here by taking away the strength of Yahweh, which is his laws, statutes, and judgments. And Mr. Pope, if you'd look in Yahshua, the Savior's words, he said, this is the laws of Yahweh. If you would just stop and think, this is the laws of Yahweh, he said, that changes the hearts and minds of all the people. You could be in unity with your people instead of all of you fighting against each other. The popes that started the crusades against Yahweh's people, one of the worst, he says to his own people, stop fighting among yourselves and come fight with me, and we'll go kill all of these people of Yahweh and take their land and possessions. Now, this is in history. This is part of history. One of the popes. Well, of course, Satan has prepared slaughter for her children because of the iniquities of their fathers. That's what brings it about. As Isaiah 24 shows in the last days also, look at verse 24 here. He says, Yahweh of hosts has vowed, saying, remember, they didn't want to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, so this cut them off from Yahweh, and then gave them the reprobate minds that they have today, where they want to gang up on a nation and go in and take it, and they have no sympathy for men, women, or children in that nation. And they do intend, as the news analyzers, as they so rightly brought out in this news that you just watched, they do intend to devastate Iran. Well, this is just nothing more than a piece of land to them. It's not even a piece of meat. But they're going to scatter people's bodies, parts of bodies, all over, devastate the land with the fallout that comes behind it that hurts even worse. When we were at the UN, we met people from Hiroshima and Nagasaki that didn't die from it. Well, those bombs were dropped in my lifetime. They were invented and dropped in my lifetime, as Yahweh said they would be. Those bombs, these people were further enough away that they didn't die. But every inch of their body was scarred. And they came to the UN saying, please, no more. Begging, no more. Well, you know, you look at them, okay, yeah, that's fine. But you got your heart set it on a piece of land called Iran. And you've classified this person, this piece of land, as your possession, but also your enemy. To hell with everything in it, men, women, and children. What do we care? They're suffering. What does it matter to us? Well, that's the slaughter we have prepared for our children. That's the slaughter they're preparing for Iran. Yahweh shows it's going to bite back. Retaliation brings more retaliation. It's never solved a problem that I know of. Two wrongs don't make a right, as my dad always said. It never makes anything right. But here we're willing to go to war, sacrifice our children, men, women, and children. It's going to come our way, too, big time. Yahweh shows it's going to come our way big time. No one's going to escape this. Four-fifths of the earth's population is going to be wiped out. Think of the devastation to the land after that and the hurting and pain that's going to go with this. And you can see what polluting the sanctuary of strength has brought to the 12 tribes of Israel, who is bringing to pass this great four powers represented by the four horns, the altar of death, disease, and sickness. Well, in verse 24, Yahweh has allowed this. This is part of his plan. Notice, nothing is taking place that's not part of his plan. And he's going to show heaven and earth what this brings, what sin brings. Take away the sanctuary or pollute the sanctuary of strength. Don't guard it. Let it go to hell. Don't guard this way. Just become a part of it. And this is the reason that Yahweh said that the sins, all the sins, the deaths in all the world will be held on your head too. Well, it is right now of the whole world, what Satan is bringing forth here, what she has brought forth, what the world is following. But Yahweh of hosts has vowed, saying, just as surely as I have planned, so will it come to pass. Look on down to verse 26. This is the purpose, the plan that is purposed upon the whole earth. This is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. In verse 29, the last three words, it's going to come from the fiery flying serpents. Serpents straight from Satan, straight from hell. They don't even realize what they're following, but the Pope wants to pass out some more deception and tell you, don't keep the Sabbath day. Why do you think he's doing that? Because the house of Yahweh is showing them, showing everyone in the world that we've cut ourselves off from Yahweh and our appointments with Yahweh, which is starting with the first, the Sabbath day. He's saying, well, those people, they just said, well, that they wanted to worship that as the day of creation. No, that's not what they said at all, Pope. Go read it again. Get you a book of Yahweh and read it in the book of Yahweh. It doesn't say they did that because it celebrates the day of creation. It says to do that because Yahweh made holy that day, so you could be with Yahweh on that day, having a holy convocation. And then read the Savior's words in Luke 24:25. He calls you a fool. The apostles also called you a fool. Read Yochanan, 1 Yochanan 2:4. He calls you a fool. The Savior calls you a fool. You want to be fools? All of you want to be fools and follow the Pope into this destruction? 4/5 of the earth's population? Is there no sympathy at all, no feeling, no love, no concern at all, no natural affection at all in you today in any way? I think the only place on earth that you find natural affection is the house of Yahweh in this time period. I know I'm out of time, but let's go over to Daniel 7 right quick, because after we're shown in Isaiah what Yahweh intends to do somewhat, you have to get all the prophecies, and they go from Genesis long before Isaiah. They go from Genesis clear through, and Genesis 49, in fact, shows the last days and who the 12 tribes are and who they are today. They're the whole world today and still fighting among themselves. If you read the Kings, the books of the Kings and the Chronicles, you'll see how the kings and among the 12 tribes, because of their attitudes, they hated each other. They were fighting each other. And sometimes, you know, people on the sidelines would actually cry and beg them not to go and slaughter their own brothers and sisters. And this is taking place now in the whole world. You chose this way to pollute the sanctuary of strength, then Yahweh says in the last days, this is what it's going to be. And we look on the news, and sure enough, here it comes. Everything that the prophet said would take place because you changed the Sabbath day. That was the first thing you did. Well, of course, here in Daniel, Mr. Pope, it starts by showing you what you did, what your fathers did, by cutting yourself off. Yahweh shows you the four great powers of the 12 tribes of Israel. The way the histories have it, one kingdom went in and destroyed the other. That's not what they did at all. And the true history, which is the Holy Scriptures, shows that yes, there was a leader, and he became strong and mighty and killed a bunch of people. And then another leader rose up, and he added more religions to it and more power to it, higher education to it, more sophistication in their weapons and so forth. And then a third one increased it a little more to where it became brutal. And then the fourth one was the most brutal of all. Show them just how brutal you can be in your tortures and killings. And that's what our Savior suffered. To hang a man on a stake. You know, the stoning that would take place, it was all in an instant. What they wanted people to see when they hung the Savior on the tree, they wanted you to see the suffering and how miserable they could be and how brutal they could be. And that's shown in Genesis 49. And says, let us not be in that council. But the whole world is to that point right now. They're being trained with the movies. I remember back John Wayne movies when I was a child. And I remember how they were bringing forth these teachings then. The toughest person. Well, of course, you know, Goliath can be destroyed with one stone. So, you know, this solves nothing. It just brings more retaliation. And the enemy pulls back, of course. But they come again and again and again. And you see this now. And you see Russia. We don't have time to go into chapter 7. But you see Russia and China, people, and Pakistan, you see these nations now getting worried. It's not that they think they're right by going to war with the United States. It's out of fear. And that's what you see in the nations today, the fear. They're fearing that the United States is going to take their land, their possessions. They're going to wipe them out. And what the United States is saying to Iran now, they want to devastate it, according to the news analysts that we're seeing, who analyze today's news, and they say, this is what we see right here. These men are getting paid top dollar from the governments to do this. And they're saying what they want to do, as you saw in the film, they made it clear, they want to devastate Iran. Well, what's Russia thinking? Next, they're going to devastate Russia? Are they coming after me, China, next? Are they coming after Pakistan next? Yes, they say yes. And anyone who helps Iran, they say, we're coming after you next. Well, this shows Rome in action, the roaming Rome in action. They stand on the seven hills of Rome where Yahweh said, and we'll see next week, where Yahweh said he would send them, and there they would send their roving armies out, and they would take over and bring back the possessions of the land. That's what they were for. They'd kill the people if they didn't want to submit to paying the taxes. Kill them and replace them with other people, but bring back all their possessions. Well, that's what they did to the Sanctuary of Strength, too. They destroyed it, took all the artifacts, which is worth billions of dollars today. There's no telling how much gold that was stored there. These people brought in billions of dollars in gold and silver. and they hid it. And it was all carried to Rome, every bit of it, every last shekel of it. Well, so much for gold and silver and the power in gold and silver. No power there, as anyone can see. Your only power, brethren, is in Yahweh. Your only hope is in Yahweh. We're now asking the question, are you ready for nuclear war? How do you get ready for nuclear war? You better get yourself to the house of Yahweh and repent and make things right with Yahweh. That's the way to get ready for this nuclear war. The armies do not have the solutions, and now they're admitting that. In fact, colonels, they said that there is no military solution now for Syria, and said it's going to be a mistake when we invade Syria. No military solutions. This won't solve anything. What this is going to do, according to the news analyst and according to prophecy, will bring us more hatred, more retaliation, more fear, and then the strike first. The strike first attitude. That's going to be increased into the minds of these people by Satan herself, by placing fear into the minds. And this hit him before he hits me. This attitude, then, with no love or care, no concern for the end results, just hit him first. That will protect you, they think. Well, that won't protect them, of course. I mean, once the buttons are pushed, nothing is going to stop it. And once one is fired, then here comes the others, and they're all going to come. And China now, they're saying, has over 3,000. They thought they had 800. Now they find out that China has over 3,000 nuclear bombs. 3,000! Think of the thousands that we have. Think of the thousands that Russia has. Pakistan, India, they all have them. And they're all willing. Their minds are willing now. Satan has got them, the reprobate mind, so thickened in the skulls of the whole world that some of them are actually anxious to see the flesh and blood fly through the air. I remember this thing in New York where the nightclubs, they were losing business. And then this owner comes up with a new idea. He gets him a big fish aquarium. He gets him some of these men-eating fish, flesh-eating fish that tears the flesh apart, and he starts advertising the feeding time. And when the feeding time came, their business filled with people to see these fish go in and tear up another fish, a live fish. I saw that myself, and I got rid of the aquarium that I had in my office because somebody brought one of these goofy things. And I said, no more. I don't want that in here. We shut it down. But I don't want to see people hurt. I've never in my life ever wanted to hurt someone else. Never. But I was raised being taught the peaceful solution, as best my mother and dad could teach it. Today, you know, we have it to perfection. We have books, we have tapes. You can even play it to your children while they sleep. And it does bring peace. You're the greatest example on earth of that peace. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you, brothers and sisters.